Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We give a lot of content each week, so naturally, many questions arise, and there are lots of things to unpack and understand more deeply. So the first Tuesday of every month, Dr. Troy Hinkle provides a live Q&A on our daily meditations app. It's Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central. Just go to the community section on the app for all the details, and then just open your app at 6 and watch for your notifications. Or you can click the link in the transcript below. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Everybody in this culture is trying to figure out who they are. Identity is the big issue. Gender identity, identity politics, the expression of identity, the formation of identity. How do you identify? Who or what do you identify as? Everybody is hyper-focused on their own unique identity, how to find it, how to cultivate it. But do you know where this crisis in identity has come from? It's actually come from a crisis in community. Because without a community, you really don't have a personal identity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. There was a university theology professor I know who began his class one year to find out that he had two identical twins taking his class. And of course, neither the teacher nor anyone else in the class could tell them apart. So the teacher asked them, "So, can your family members tell you apart?" And the twins answered, "Oh, of course. They don't even think we look alike." And the teacher said, "Exactly. That's the relationship between identity and community. When you have no community, no one can appreciate your distinctive, unique, God-given identity. It's only in community that what is special about each of us is able to emerge. And that means that if you try to live as an isolated individual, you are squelching, not cultivating, the unique identity that makes you, you." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Our unique identity only emerges in relationship to others. And this is not an accident. It's because we're made in God's image, and God is a Trinity. Maybe you didn't know this, but it's a remarkable truth that the only thing that makes the Father a distinct person in God is his relationship with the Son and the Spirit, and the same goes for the Son and the Spirit. It's not like the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit have some divine perfection or some faculty or some private resource that the other divine persons don't have. Their difference, one from the other, can only be understood in terms of their relationships with the other two persons. And we are like them. Our difference, our character, our identity can only be understood in terms of our relationship with other persons, which means when you cut off relationships or when you don't develop relationships, you're losing your identity and you're resembling less the God who made you to be in his Trinitarian image. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Maybe you've had the experience of being in an airport when you were traveling alone. You're surrounded by waves and waves of people, of all kinds, going in all different directions, and none of them know you. None of them see anything about you except the most superficial characteristics. It can be a very destabilizing experience. You can feel ungrounded. And for most people, it's not a very pleasant experience. Because our communities, the close relationships we have, help define us. And when we're separated from those relationships, even if we're surrounded by a mob of people, we start to lose a sense of who we actually are. The way it feels to be traveling alone in a big airport, that's the way increasing numbers of people feel every day. Alone, adrift, with no sense of who they are. That's why there's a crisis of identity today. And that crisis can only be solved by community. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. We've said that people are desperate to find their identity, but that because we are made in the image of the Trinitarian God, our identity can only be found in community. And so many people are trying to find their identities in community. But the communities in which they're looking for identity are often very superficial or even dysfunctional. The LGBT community, online communities, they tie their identity to their ethnic community or to some football team or even a pop star. They identify as the Chiefs Kingdom or as Swifties. I guess both those go together now. But these communities are trivial at best. And actually, a community is not a large thing. It has to be small enough to be known. The only way to find a deep, meaningful community, a place where the person God made you to be, is a community of faithful people striving for virtue. A community of people that care about what actually matters. A community of people that delight in what is actually beautiful. A community of people that think about what's actually profound. That is where, by God's grace, you can find yourself. Until then, you will remain lost. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what surprised you or struck you with this meditation?
I think this one is it.
What do you mean?
I think this is the one ring to rule them all right now. I think this is the key to understanding not the generation, but the time period right now with social media. This is the key to understanding why social media. It's above all else, this innate desire to see and to be seen, but I think it is in the way that the devil has us most divided right now. We're the most isolated and the most lost, because it's gonna take some time to even go through all of the layers here. For one thing, I don't think you even can begin to fathom the way in which people want to separate themselves and identify themselves. A huge thing almost everyone is talking about online right now. I love fashion. I think it's really beautiful, But what most people are talking about right now is that people have a deep need to identify themselves with really specific subcultures that have nothing to do with their actual interests or their hobbies. They don't want to do ballet. They want to dress like a ballerina. I kid you not. That's a big thing right now. You don't want to...
I have to admit, I've never wanted to dress like a ballerina.
you might not have. People don't want to listen to goth music. They want to dress goth. They don't want to learn French and go to France. They want to dress like a French person. They just want to follow all of these aesthetics and these trends. And when you look at fashion, the reason we really like it is because it's that shorthand for who you are as a person.
Yep.
People look at you from a distance and they will understand a little bit about you.
Yeah.
So when you wear a metal t-shirt, people know what band you like. They learn a bit about you. And we really want to be known above all else. But what you see with social media, with the need for Instagram and TikTok and all of these things, is people really want to be seen.
Yes.
And they really want to see other people and get to know them.
Yes.
But it's agony for them because they, no matter how well you dress and no matter how interesting you are, you're not going to be known by people online.
You've hit something amazing because I love the fact that we can use technology to help people pray the rosary and help people learn their faith.
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain level, I hate the podcast.
Because it's not, you want it to be personal?
Because I want to be in the same mm-hmm. room praying
yeah.
with the people.
I think the best part of the podcast is that you and I are sitting together and we are getting to know each other.
That is
and
the best
my
part.
My favorite thing is when I'm actually talking to people who listen and I'm actually talking about the content. And because I can't talk to everyone, my favorite thing is when people are sharing it with each other and actually talking about it. They're
yeah.
actually getting to know each other
what,
with the aid of the podcast.
My favorite thing every day is praying with you and talking
mm-hmm.
with you. That's what I long for every person out there to have.
Absolutely. But secondly, I think this is a huge thing people experience with media, where why do we watch TV shows like Friends? People really like Friends because they feel like they're part of a friend group. They watch YouTube videos and listen to podcasts all the time that are just people talking because they want to be in relationship with others. They want to get to know other people. But you'll see this constant cycle of, oh, I found out this football player, this musician, this YouTuber is actually a really bad person, and I feel hurt by it. Because, and people will say, wow, I never really knew who they actually were. Yeah, you don't know any of those people.
Yeah.
Even if that person is a good person as far as you know, you don't know these people. Or when you see someone online, you see their Instagram, you see their profiles everywhere, you think that you know them and you build up an entirely different persona. You do not know them. So you're
yeah.
still empty there. And it's constantly fractured and we feel that hurt all the time, or we feel the constant need to pour more and more and more because it's not fulfilling.
Yeah.
They don't see you, you do not see them.
But why is it this crazy tension of, it's so addicting,
mm-hmm.
but yet so unfulfilling.
Yeah. And this might not be constructive to the conversation, but I think it's a good thing to note. Everyone I know who says, well, I still have Facebook or Instagram to keep up with my friends, you're not still in contact with them.
Yeah.
I don't care if you see a photo of their kids once a year.
Yeah.
You're not still in contact with them.
That's exactly
or
right.
You're not still in relationship if people... If you don't actually see those people, it doesn't matter if you see what they had for breakfast.
I deeply believe that we have a twofold crisis in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lack of friendship with Jesus and a lack of friendship with others.
But we don't, the reason that we don't spend time in relationship with Christ or with others is because we think that we're being fulfilled in this other place when we know we're not. I think back to high school and middle school. I genuinely remember sitting with friends, getting coffee with friends, as they sat and they took photos of themselves for Snapchat and sent it to 20 random people. Because, I'm not kidding, and this is still how people live. They feel as if it's about quantity. Oh, 20 people sent me a photo of their face today. But what does that matter?
My greatest desire, my burning desire, is that everyone would have this small group of people. Mm-hmm. I'm talking 5 people, 7 people. Yeah. It can't be big.
Yeah.
Who you commit to, you spend time with, you share life together, you do good stuff together, you talk about it, you get to know, you know each other, you care about each mm-hmm. other, you take care of each other, you pray together. That's what I want.
And I promise you, if you do that, if you have that, that is one of the only solutions to anxiety. You won't be walking into every social situation thinking, what do all these people think of me? If you have 5 or 6 people who know you well, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I was struck when we were in Lyon and we were reflecting on the 48 martyrs of mm-hmm. Lyon.
Oh, when I'm they were so glad you reminded me of this.
When they were before the emperor would demand, who are you? Tell me your identity. And they would just say, I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian, which is brilliant because when you look at the stories of the different martyrs, they were people of different class, of different backgrounds. They were physicians and writers and all and these slaves. Different things and slaves, but they were all Christian. And one of the sisters actually told me a beautiful story along with that, where she said, I don't know if it's the Austrian Empire, but some European empire, when a noble person was buried, they, in their funeral rite, they would say, they would list all of their titles. They would say, Queen of blank and Queen of blank and Earl of this and Duchess of that. And they would say it again and again. And after each title, someone would answer in place of God, I don't know you. I don't know you. And finally, they would say, for instance, like, I am Victoria, a poor sinner. And he would welcome them in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's powerful.
When we try and define ourselves by, oh, I'm a Bruins fan, I'm a metalhead, I these are the things I like. If your family's Polish, like I'm Polish, like these things, that's all nice. But it's not who you are. It's not the greatest thing of who you are. It's not the fullness of who you are.
Yeah.
And God could care less about that. Because he knows you. And that's who he wants to be with.
Wherever you are, praying with us and listening to this conversation, we want to help you build your little community. We want to help you, whether it's within your own specific family or beyond that with a group of friends, we want to help you create your little Christian community. And we can help you. But you have to let us know who you are. Please go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on Rosary Groups. I don't care whether you have a Rosary group or don't have a Rosary group. Go there, click on Rosary Groups, and then join the app group and fill out the form by giving us some information about you. Because you might have a Rosary group that meets regularly. You might know no one who's even interested in the faith, but we can help you. Because this is the mission Our Lady's given us, to bring people together around her so that we can all find our true identity in Jesus.
Yeah, this is the only antidote.
This is the only antidote. So go to schooloffaith.com, click on Rosary Groups, fill out the information, and let's bring the only antidote that works. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.